Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Law reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boston reaches second base with a double. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it and throws to home to get Boston. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. one out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Terrell, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. One out. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitero strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Law bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Pitero catches it and throws to first to double up Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Law hits a fly ball towards right. Gibson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gibson. Law moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scherer now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver fires over to first and Walker drops the ball. That's an error on Walker. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell bunts towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans is walked intentionally. Bob James now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards the mound. James can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.